Willie Turner, Willie Turner. This is a 7/25/53. Today is 13/2/13/24. It's a 71-year-old gentleman, lives with his lady friend. He's done all types of work in the past. He's not able to work anymore. He had an infected artificial knee that had to be taken out, so he's not able to bend his leg on the right side, period. Has a hard time walking and a high risk of fall. Social, he does smoke, he does drink, he drank last night. He has two children that he doesn't see very much. He does not. Surgery, leg surgery, ankle surgery, hip surgery, can't bend his right leg because of the infected knee that was taken out, and gunshot wound to the abdomen. Patient appears to be in pain at all times. Medical problems, hypertension, chronic pain, difficulty with walking. Uses a cane when he can, but a lot of times he just chooses not to and risk falling. Family history, hypertension, coronary artery disease, medication, lisinopril, 20 milligram, which he's out of. Recently he was on ciprofloxacin for some kind of bladder infection, Flexeril for muscle spasm, out of pain medication, and zithromycin for sinus infection, which he's out of at this time. Allergy, none. COVID immunizations up to date, review of system. Difficulty walking, increased pain, out of medication, non-compliance. Patient has become weaker, high risk of fall, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion, blood pressure 161 over 101, pulse 113, O2-SAT 96, a febrile, heart positive, small positive, 2, lungs, free bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. There's straightening of the right leg, there's decreased bending flexion at the hip on the right side with difficulty walking. Assessment, hypertension out of control, number 2, non-compliance, number 3, chronic pain related to his infected knee that had to be removed. Next number is ankle and hip pain. Next number, history of gunshot wound to the abdomen years ago, which also still causing some abdominal discomfort. Next number, encourage the patient to get his blood pressure refilled and take it on a regular basis before he has a stroke. Thank you.